morning, Lee. Not often we talk about movies, is it?
No, it isn't. No, it's normally all things when it comes to IT, not as movies such. And they've really been hit over the last 12 to 18 months, haven't they, with the COVID situation, with releasing of blockbusters and going into delay and all that sort of stuff. But we might just touch on a couple of movies to be released in coming weeks. But Australia may enter a new age of piracy when it comes to movie delays, if it all continues, because Australia has had a massive problem with piracy.
We have had. And, you know, well, let's go back to when Game of Thrones was on TV. You know, we were probably the biggest pirates in the world when it came to that show and to some of the things that we did out there as well. Now, you know, our piracy problem has always been about access, and the drop-off in piracy came when we suddenly had all these streaming services suddenly came online. So we had our Netflix, our Stan, our Amazon Prime, Binge. Now, when films and TV shows are accessible and reasonably priced, we're only too happy to pay out to access entertainment. But if films and TV shows aren't available at all, that's when the problem surfaces, and I really don't think the cinema people realise this. So, you know, the cinema, we're judged, it's the same thing in South Australia as it is in Tasmania, by the east coast of Australia. So because they've got COVID over there and the cinemas are basically shut all the way around, it does affect when we get movies here. And because we sit at home, we go on the internet and everything like that, we find out that we would like to go to the cinema and see the brand new releases. So the things called the sequel to Venom's coming, No Time to Die, the James Bond blockbuster, the big sci-fi one, June, are all going to be released in the United States this month. And June is going to hit streaming services as well. But in Australia, Venom won't come until November 25th, and the James Bond one, No Time to Die, will be on November the 11th, and June is coming December the 2nd. So the unfortunate thing about all of this is simple, and we've seen it already. They need to release movies simultaneously around the world.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. And I suppose, Richard, with, you know, this year's situation complicated by cinema shutdowns in, as you pointed out, New South Wales and Victoria, the eastern side, change certainly on the horizon there.
It has to be. So, you know, hopefully with the cinemas, you know, easing lockdown in New South Wales, main cinemas should open the next few weeks. But people do pirate, Lee. And remember, if you pirate, you do place your computer at risk. I mean, I still see people today who are pirate. They're riddled with infections on their computer. They think they know what they're doing. You know, I'd urge people, don't do it at the moment. We've got enough to watch. You're going to get to see your movies at the cinema. I really wouldn't be pirating because, you know what? It makes money for the IT guys to come and clean it all up afterwards.
And it's not worth putting your computer at risk, that is for sure. Now, big changes are coming to Google search. It will help find things that we can't put into words.
I thought this was fascinating. So, you know, we all use Google, and you know, but it can also spur new questions sometimes, and sometimes those questions are sparked by a random autocomplete. You put in autocomplete at the top of your
Absolutely. Yeah, many times.
But the company just announced changes that may help you find answers to questions you didn't ask. So they announced several interesting new features that turns its search engine into something of a mind reader, including a Google Lens tool that will let you search both words and photos for a new Things to Know box. You see this will start to appear in the next couple of months. So it serves up answers to questions related to your search on there as well. So Google demonstrated this with a photo of a bike with a broken derailleur, which I didn't even realise was part of a bike until this moment. So you point the camera towards the bike's broken part, then ask Google how to fix it without identifying the part for Google, and it gives you how to do it. It just literally pops up on the screen. So lots of interesting things come into Google search.
And just as a bit of an update this morning, Richard, it appears that Facebook is down. We don't know when it's going to come back on, but where will we be without Facebook today, eh?
No, no, people, settle down, people. It'll be all right. This is one of the most, I know it's tragic, but we will overcome this tragedy. So
We will manage. Well, hopefully we will manage. And just wrapping it up, what word is the most searched on Microsoft Bing? You've got it for us.
People will remember Scott Morrison came out and said, if we can't, you know, make peace with Google, we might all have to go to Microsoft Bing. The most searched for word is Google. Google actually swallows more than 90% of search traffic worldwide, which is because its users choose Google over the competitors. Now, at the end of the day, the reason why people choose Google is because Google poured a ton of resources into dominating search in the early days of the internet. Back in 2000, the company had already indexed more sites than any other search engine at the time. You might remember Alta Vista. Remember that search engine, Lee?
I do remember Alta Vista. It's been a long time ago, but yes.
So in 2013, for example, the company indexed an estimated 30 trillion web pages as part of its network. 3 years later, that jumped to 130 trillion, and these figures have continued to expand since then. But you know what? Every time people are Bing, they only want to go to Google. So you know what? Change your default search engine to Google. It might fix that issue.